It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Looking forward. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Companies are still shedding jobs, but economists say it can't keep getting worse for much longer. There is that peak of optimism today, even as we're waiting for the Labor Department to release the unemployment rate for March. The jobless rate is expected to hit around 8.5%. One thing to remember looking forward, it does take a while for employers to create new jobs in a recovery. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has more.
An economic turnaround doesn't always create employment. The last two recessions ended in jobless recoveries. John Challenger of the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says at first, recession-wary business owners are more likely to hire temporary workers.
So what happens is you get companies that can much more accurately, on a just-in-time basis, really, hire the number of people for the amount of hours they need and really get the often very targeted expertise to their issues.
And this time, as baby boomers begin to retire, economic demographer Richard Hokanson says employers won't have to create as many jobs to keep unemployment low.
In contrast to what one hears in the media about 401ks becoming 201ks, the reality is the retirement trends still remain quite strong, and that's something that we expect to continue.
In previous recessions, Hokanson says the economy had to generate 150,000 jobs a month to recover. As more workers retire, he expects it'll only take half that many new jobs to bring down unemployment. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Yesterday, the Dow had its highest close since February 9th. It picked up 216 points, or 2.75%, to close at 79.78. There were gains as well for the NASDAQ and S&P. Asian stock markets climbed today in part reacting to G20 leaders yesterday pledging more than $1 trillion to help deal with the economic crisis. Major markets in Europe are mostly lower right now. Oil prices rose above $53 a barrel today. That's on optimism. The demand for crude may rebound if the U.S. downturn bottoms out soon. It's getting lonely out there in the nation's office buildings, that is. New data out today finds cash-strapped companies got rid of 25 million square feet of office space in the first quarter. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has that from New York.
According to the firm Reese, the nation's office vacancy rate is up to 15.2%, and it's expected to approach 20% by the end of the year. That's driving office rents down and even dramatically cutting the value of major landmarks. Earlier this week, Boston's tallest building, the John Hancock Tower, was valued at less than half of its 2006 price. Reese says the problem is going to get worse before it gets better, in large part because of the growing number of empty desks out there. The Labor Department will report on March unemployment this morning. Economists expect more than 650,000 jobs were lost last month. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, traveling with the president in Europe, today said the number is likely to be severe. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Shares of Research in Motion rose 20% in after-hours trading. That's the company that makes the BlackBerry. The company says its profits jumped last quarter, surpassing analysts' expectations. Solid demand for smartphones helped boost results despite the recession. Research in Motion says it added roughly 3.9 million new BlackBerry subscriber accounts during the quarter. Now about 25 million people are addicted to their BlackBerries.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Millions of people had a TV emergency last night, making sure they were free to watch the series finale
of NBC's ER. County General Hospital was on the world stage. The show boosted the careers of several stars and won 22 Emmy Awards. It had a 15-season run. ER fan, Variety editor Stuart Levine is with us now. Lots of people are chiming in on this show this morning, but what I want to ask you is how you've seen the TV landscape change in the time ER was on the air.
The biggest change in television? That's a good question. Well, certainly the biggest change is the distribution model. I mean, now you can watch shows on the internet. You can watch shows on your iPod. There's TiVo, which, you know, you could watch a show in 20 minutes rather than a half hour. And that's changed the economic model. Obviously, the advertisers are not happy about that. And broadcasters are not happy because they're not getting the advertising dollars. So that's changed. But as far as the quality goes, I think shows have just gotten better. You know, TV gets a bad rap that it's like the great wasteland. But shows like, you know, Lost and The Wire and Mad Men and, you know, The Sopranos and comedies like 30 Rock.
I myself am going through some Wire withdrawal now after wrapping up the DVDs.
Yeah, The Wire to me is the best. I would say it's the best drama in the history of television.
You know, and thinking of The Wire, I don't want to ruin it for anyone that's maybe still in the process of watching, but the newspaper industry, interestingly enough, was the center of the last season. And there's a new movie that actually takes the newspaper woes and makes that the story.
Right. It's a film called State of Play, a really good story with Russell Crowe, Rachel McAdams, and Ben Affleck. Basically, the story takes place in Washington. Affleck is a congressman who has an affair. And it kind of looks at the way that this fictional newspaper in Washington handles the case. It's interesting the way they look at it. They look at the old newspaper model with Russell Crowe as kind of the beaten down journalist, you know, who's been doing this for 20 years, getting tons of sources, and Rachel McAdams, who's a blogger for the newspaper, and kind of how their paths meet, you know. And Helen Mirren's stuck in the middle. She's the editor of the paper, so she's pushing kind of these two engines together, the blogging side, the internet side, and the old school journalism side together. And she has to put a paper together that's going to not only going to get readers, but it's going to sell a lot of papers and be right.
All right. So I'll put State of Play on my to watch list. Anything else coming up?
There's a little small baseball movie, which I really like, called Sugar. It's about a player from the Dominican Republic who gets drafted by the major leagues, and he comes up and he tries to make a career out of it. A really small, really good baseball movie. So look for that in your theater. It's called Sugar.
Variety's Stuart Levine, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sugar opens nationwide on the 24th, State of Play on the 17th. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.